This week on Texans Huddle.
Especially for younger guys, and I don't think I realized it last year, but and I try and emphasize to the rookies now, I mean, it's a catch-up game.
The one thing I will bring is that I'm going to play hard, and I'm going to require a certain way on how we should play in the back end.
Probably the pilot with the helicopter, or fuel for the helicopter.
Hi, everyone, and welcome deep inside NRG Stadium. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. A little different look. We've got this green screen behind us. It's production day here at the stadium, here on the show. We've got sit-downs with the players, interviews. This is kind of what it looks like behind the scenes, Mark.
Yeah, it's true. And with the green screen, we can go anywhere in the world, Patty, and I think we will during this particular program.
Let's make it look professional now.
Yes.
There we go.
Yes.
Gives us a nice professional background.
Sure.
But where do you want to go today?
I'd like to go outside to talk about OTAs and what's going down week two with your Houston Texans as they continue practice. I mentioned it last week. It's kind of like training camp. I mean, they're having meetings. They're practicing all the time. They're not in pads. They're not hitting hard, but they are working on what they need to perfect for the 2015 season.
Well, let's talk about this week two of OTAs. We kind of got to see the mix of some of the young kids. The veterans were back for the first time last week. What's been different this week? What has stood out for you?
Well, I mentioned last week how now you have three quarterbacks who have all been in this offensive system. That's great. But I still think what you're seeing out there, and Coach O'Brien said, that's not necessarily the case, but the offense is behind the defense for virtually every NFL team. If it's not at this point of the year, if your offense is really just slinging it and carving up that defense, you're probably in trouble defensively, and I've seen that around here in years past. I think the defense here is very good, and I think the offense is on the rise with these three quarterbacks.
Well, and it seemed like everybody was kind of thinking one way or the other, whether it be Mallett, whether it be Hoyer, but then there's a guy out there, Tom Savage, who doesn't want to be forgotten by any stretch.
Yeah, and I think if I'm Tom Savage, I'm thinking, hey, I want to be part of this conversation as well. He's got to tune out the noise, and he's got to go ahead and do whatever he can to remain in the mix with these coaches, impress them, show them that he can do the job. Limited action in that Colts game last year, but look, he's been on campus for an entire year now.
Obviously, last year I was kind of swimming in it. And I'm not saying that it's easy now. I'm still trying to put the work in and still trying to grasp a lot of knowledge out of this offense. But at the same time, it's been good so far, year two. I mean, I think it's been a pretty big difference for myself, just confidence standpoint and being around the guys and understanding the schemes and what we're trying to do.
I think he's done a good job because of his knowledge of the system. He's done a good job of understanding when the ball has to come out a little quicker, when he can hold the ball for a half a second longer. He understands the pocket better. You know, I think he's an improved player. Now, the key is keep improving over the last nine practices that we have here and then really show up in training camp.
And the other second-year guys collectively, it's been kind of a breath of fresh air because we're not just hearing the same old rhetoric that you hear from the rookies. These guys actually have some personality.
Well, they do, and I think this year's rookies do as well. But I like kind of keeping the rookies in their place a little bit until they learn the system, learn the league a little. But now you have C.J. Fedorowicz, who played a lot last year, Xavier Suafilo battling for a job in the interior offensive line. You have Lonnie Ballantyne, who got hurt last year, but man, does he pass the all-airport test. Looks great. Andre Hal, who might be playing safety. A lot of good stuff from these guys.
Especially for younger guys, and I don't think I realized it last year, but and I try and emphasize to the rookies now, I mean, it's a catch-up game. It's not really like we come in here and we're as good as these people. We understand what's going on. It's full-blown catch-up. You got to try and catch up to everybody. That includes, I mean, whoever, Dwayne Brown. I mean, he's been in the league for a really long time. So you got to be able to go out there and show them that you can be in there and kind of take control and be out there with them.
I mean, there was so much learning last year. You come up to the huddle and there's three, four things. You got to know the protection. You got to know where to line up, where, you know, read the safety, see what kind of coverage it is. And there's just so much going through my head where, I wasn't really able to play fast. And I noticed already this. You know, OTA session, and I'm going out there, and I'm just, you know, what I see, and I'm going fast. So, and the quarterbacks are really seeing us right now. So, you know, we're all excited.
I knew that was one of the things that was going to help me come in and fight for a roster spot, and be the best teammate I can be, just to come in better condition.
Well, lots to look forward to, and we'll talk more about the secondary and the safeties in the next segment. But, you know, finally hearing from head coach Bill O'Brien this week. We haven't talked to him since the announcement of Hard Knocks, and he did talk a little bit about that this week.
Well, he said he talked to other coaches, says he's never watched the show. Now, I kind of believe him on that one because it's on in August. He's always been busy in August with a college or pro team, wherever he's been. So I get that, but he's probably seen segments. And the big fallout was the Saints announcing they're not practicing with the Texans, after all, prior to their preseason game because of Hard Knocks. So it's something that the coaching staff has to deal with.
We're going to go about our business the way we always do. You know, we're not changing for anything. And I think that when you look at Hard Knocks, I think it's an opportunity for people to see that this is a team, that this is not a team of individuals. This is a team of good guys, good veteran guys, combined with some good young talent. And some guys that have really paid their dues in this league, and that hopefully that the show, is able to give examples and show us as a team, a disciplined, smart football team.
You know, Patty, I'm so excited for Hard Knocks on HBO because, you know, I love watching movies and stuff and reality television. And speaking of movies, we got this green screen. I want to go into outer space pilot the Millennium Falcon.
On that note, let's take our first time out. We'll be back with much more when we come back. Stay with us.